Youth thinking is about Ann Arbor is the way that the wards have been designed is that they radiate out from the center of the city out to the border, so that each ward represents people from the downtown core to the border of the city and back. And in the last couple of years, as I've become more aware of what goes on in Ann Arbor, I've seen a lot of discussion about downtown versus neighborhoods, and that's a little bit strange to me because each ward has a section of both. And so what I'd like to know is, you know, how do you represent all of your constituents from the neighborhoods to the downtown and back?
Well, the third ward is one of the most diverse wards in the city, because starting in Burns Park, we have high end, and we get out down on the Ellsworth Road, and we're down on the low end. And I think those people down there feel like they're getting the short end of the stick. So if I'm on the city council, I go out and talk to those people. I've been out talking to them for weeks and weeks and months about their needs. They'd like to see the roads get fixed. They would like to see their neighborhoods get some money back in the city. And they'd like to see their services come back. One fellow I talked to was so disappointed with what's happened in the downtown. He would like to move away from Ann Arbor, but he's so old, he just said he can't do that. And I felt so bad for him, because Ann Arbor's really a wonderful place. So with that said, I think the people down there deserve good representation. Thank you.
Thank you, Derek.
Thank you. I just want to put it out there very quickly that I think the downtown versus neighborhoods is honestly a false dichotomy that's intended to scare people. You can care about both, and you should care about both. But the question is really about how you represent all of your constituents. And the way you represent all of your constituents is that you have regular communication, you have office hours, you meet regularly with neighborhood associations, you make yourself available, and you go to work for all groups of your constituents. I have supporters in Forest Hills, because when I was on the Park Advisory Commission, they said, we want to talk to you about parks. I said, great. I went out, I brought park staff out there, and when I saw them this time around, they said, we're really supporting you, because look at the differences that you made. We can see the changes now. And that's what you do. You connect constituents with the right people at the city. You go to work. Constituent communication is a critical piece of being a council person, and that means reaching out to all groups, and that means being a presence, and a regular presence in all communities.
Thank you. Zen.
Yeah, I absolutely agree that constituent communication is important, and in light of that, I'll be taking half-time school if I get on council. But when we're talking about diversity, I think it's important to realize that diversity only is good when it actually manifests itself in something. If diversity is great, but not when there's no actionable solutions coming out of the diversity. So I really hope to represent everyone in the ward, and it's a challenging position to be in. We're all in a challenging position. I think Kirk's absolutely right that there are certain assumptions made by our charter and changes that have been made recently to disenfranchise groups that I'm a part of. So students, you know, so as a student resident, I feel like I'm in a very good position to represent that diversity accurately. Something that I think has been missing from council.